Basketball team. They get ready for Sheridan and Gillette Friday and Saturday. Tag Lang joining us here on the program. Tag, what's happening today, man? How you doing?
Not much, guys. Doing well. Good to hear from you guys. I'm a happy Bronco fan this week, so enjoying a good week.
I agree. We're happy Bronco fans in here, Dave and I, and it's amazing that 2 days afterwards, yeah, we're talking about the Broncos, but the national media wants to spend their time on Cam Newton's spoiled brat attitude and his not going after the football after he fumbled it.
Well, he'd been beaten up pretty good, hadn't he? He didn't seem to have one any more part of that, but great defensive effort by the Broncos. That was fun to watch.
Let me ask you a question, okay? And we've been kind of going back and forth about this. My big complaint, and you've been in the coaching business for, what, about 112 years now? my point was, and I got excited about this 2 weeks ago when they were, you know, acting up and with 4 minutes left to go in the game when they were beating up on Arizona and they were, you know, had all those antics going on and everything. And I said, I thought that was disrespectful to the other team that they were playing. And then I felt like this week, because of the way he acted after the game, he was disrespectful to the Broncos and the effort they put forward. And, I mean, you've coached. What are your thoughts about a guy that comes out and acts like that and the way they were, I guess, I don't know what treating, but I mean the way they were interacting with the opposing team?
You know, I mean, for me, Dave, is I'm a little bit old school as you are, you know, and that is, I tell our guys, we want to try to do everything we can to win, and you win in at the moment, you're winning for the future, and you try to act you in a way that people are going to respect you and not be motivated by your behavior. But I think in this situation, he's motivated a lot of guys to play hard against him, and he's tarnished himself a little bit by the way he responded after the Super Bowl. But he's a great player, and I'm sure that he will rebuild that and make some adjustments as he goes. But I just look at Peyton Manning, having not really been a Peyton Manning fan, with him being in Indianapolis since he's been in Denver. I've just really grown to respect the guy for the way that he carries himself and the way he kind of operates as a leader of a team.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about that, handle it with class, and you had a situation on Friday where one of your players played at South last year, Michael DeBrian, and I thought he handled himself quite well in a situation where it could have, he could have let his emotions get the best of him, and he had some fun out there, and there was a lot of smiles with the players, but it could have got emotional and a little heated, and he handled himself really well, I thought.
I did too. That was something we talked about, and really, in that situation, he's our teammate, and I told the kids and I told him that, it's up to us to protect and defend Mike, not for him to go out and do it for himself. And he gives us as a whole team an additional piece of motivation to try to make sure that ends up being a great night for our teammate. And that's what it really came down to for us. And I thought our kids really responded well to it, and I thought Mike handled himself very well.
Tag, the High School Activities Association meeting today, and it looks as if the new high school in Gillette, Thunder Basin, which will start in 2017-18, going to be 4A and everything, and it means 13 schools apparently in everything but football at the 4A level. Have you been involved in how they're going to, maybe redo conferences, if so, or is a school going to drop down to make it 12 again? Have you heard anything on that?
I think that's still up in the air. My understanding is that they will just come in. No one will drop down because it's a 2-year cycle, and then we'll make some adjustments from there. It'll be interesting to see how we go about trying to build our schedules and our conference at the same time, I think it'll be something that's overall, over time, good for our state and I think good for Gillette, because the reality is you take a look at South and how competitive they are and the three high schools are. When it comes to the game of basketball, I think that, you know, we'll just add one more excellent opponent to the 4A with the new high school in Gillette.
And that's all you need, right? Because it's not it's already such a difficult grind. I tell you what, it's going to make it even more fun. But the way your team is playing, you know, you had the one conference loss up in Gillette, and heck, that was double overtime. You got to be really excited with the way things are going right now, heading into the second half of conference play, right?
Well, I mean, we are, but at the same time, you know, you're only halfway there, and a lot of things can turn. And you know, you look at East, and they lost their first four games in league, and they were an excellent team coming into league, and I think they got a chance to turn it around and win four or five games here in the second half. So you never know how things are going to go, and really just got to focus on your next opponent and the week that you're in, and try to play the best you can that week, and then turn the page and do it again the next week. So right now we felt good. We got a workout in on Saturday, and we try to turn the page from a good week last week, focusing in on what we need to do this week to be competitive and to play at a high level. And, you know, hopefully we'll be ready when we get to Friday night.
You know, I know the first road trip when you went to Gillette and Sheridan had to be, especially when you're talking about high school kids, a huge letdown going into that Sheridan game. But you guys really handled it well and didn't let that Gillette game beat you twice. And that's a nice, solid win at Sheridan. Now you get the flip schedule where you get Sheridan. How important is it to have that same attitude where you've really got to focus on the task at hand and not, you know, you let Saturday against Gillette to happen when Saturday comes around?
You know, it's big, but I think our guys have been able to do that so far this year. And, you know, that comes from the experience that we have coming back from last year. Our guys have really shown some maturity in the way they've handled each game. And I was proud of the way they handled the East game and some adversity in that game, and then turn around the next week and be ready to play. And, you know, we lost a tough game against Gillette, but I was really proud of the courage that we played with. And then I was really proud of the toughness that we bounced back with the next day. So we've handled that, and, you know, we understand that every win is big. Every home win is an absolute must. Our road wins, you know, can build up and give us a chance to take first or second in this league. So there's pressure on us to play well at home this week, and we're going to embrace that and hopefully play the best we can.
Central boys coach Tag Lang joining us here on the program. So second time around, you know, every team, and maybe not as much at the high school level, but there's going to be adjustments made from the first time around. As you head into this weekend, what things are you anticipating? Are you anticipating too many changes from either Sheridan or Gillette, or, you know, are those two teams probably going to come in and play the way that they have played?
You know, Gillette is pretty consistent in the way they go out and play, and then they really play at a high level, and they make you play the game at a tempo and a style that they want, and we're excited to play at that style as well. You know, our guys are willing to play in the half court, or willing to go up and down. We scored 86 points, and they beat us 90-86 at their place, putting double overtime. But we played the style that we wanted, and you know, I think the biggest thing that teams are going to try to do to us is really pressure us out of our half court stuff, make it difficult for us to get the ball inside where we have an advantage on in a lot of our matchups. And we work on, you know, handling that kind of pressure every day in practice, and we've gotten better at it. And, you know, we really also have to dictate a little bit tempo and make sure that the teams have to play with a lot of skill to beat us.
What'd you think of that atmosphere at South, man? That was a heck of a show right there, wasn't it?
It was unreal, and it was exciting, and there were a lot of fans from both sides and all over town. And, you know, I wish we'd had a little more seating and availability for all those fans to be part of it. But everybody that was in the gym was into the game. It was a great game, and You know, we really, you know, kind of took it over there in the second quarter. But, you know, it was a fun game and a great atmosphere for us. We've been a lot of those this year.
Yeah, definitely. So, Tag, we'll see you this weekend. And best of luck Friday night against Sheridan, Saturday against Gillette. Thanks a bunch, man.
All right, you bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take it easy. There you go. All right.